The beginning of politics in the United States is a politics based upon the working class, upon the mass of the population that produces everything of value in the society, whether it's a labor party or a working party in conjunction with a black party, a break with the capitalist apparatus. None of the fakers in the Democratic Party are anything more than an attempt to enlist the disaffected population within the control of the political apparatus of the rulers themselves. That's their agenda. Nothing short of that. You can't shorten this process, brother. You can't rape history. You can't make revolution like Nescafe. If we do not provide an alternative program and leadership for our population, we condemn our population to the politics of the rulers and nothing else but that. But there is a very important aspect that we shouldn't lose sight of. In the last election but one, the New York Times did an in-depth study which showed that 84% of the population in the United States rejects both political parties. How, you say, is that possible? Because in a national election in the United States, about 48%, more or less, of the population participates in that. But it's not of the eligible population, but of the registered voters, which are themselves fluctuating between 50, 52, and 55% of the eligible electorate. So what that means is that you're really having about 24, 25% participating in a national election, holding their nose while they do it. You cut that between these two parties, and it's roughly 12%. Now, in a primary, when the turnout is more like 19% and 21% of the registered voters, not the eligible electorate, you cut that in half, you're talking about 10%. Cut that between the two parties, it's 5%. When there is a plethora and there's more than one candidate in these, you get these fakers getting 1.5% and 1.5% and 2% of the eligible vote of people in the United States. Is that because, are people not voting or not registering to vote because they're dumb? Because they're indifferent? No, it's because working people have too much common sense. It's the same old, same old. They're all liars. They're all crooks. They all rip us off. They promise us this and they do that, and it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. The standard of living goes down. Inner cities are a dying slum. The states are bankrupt. The social service programs are being liquidated. The eight-hour day is a thing of the past. They're downsizing. They're contracting out. They're saying the workers in Ypsilanti, auto workers, get lean and mean and abandon your benefits, or we'll ship this plant off to Toluca, Mexico, where we can pay people $6 a day for a 12-hour day. Or to Shenzhen, China, where we pay people $22 a month. The Zenith plant moves out from San Diego across the border to the Maquiladoras, where they can pay people 69 cents a day. This ruling class is taking aim at the working population of the United States. It is declaring class war upon them because there is a crisis that capitalism can't resolve. Its falling rate of profit, it's dependent upon arms production like an addict needs his fix in an ever-increasing doses. It's an utter degeneration where even the facade is being removed. The longer you con people, the madder they get when they find it out. You know,